Okay, I'm flagging up two separate verses, one in Isaiah 1, where the Lord says, come now, let's reason together, though your sins are scarlet, they can be as white as snow. And the other one in Isaiah 55, where Isaiah is reminding us, as the heavens are higher than the earth, so my ways, says the Lord, are higher than yours, and my thoughts higher than your thoughts. My title is It All Makes Sense. I worked with a man some years ago. He went to Florida on a holiday. He was really looking forward to it. He had very poor eyesight, wore glasses, or often at work he wore contact lenses. But he wanted to get the most out of his scuba diving on holiday, so he bought these very expensive swimming goggles that had the lenses in so he could see clearly. Trouble was, when he arrived in Florida, he went into the swimming pool in the hotel with his lenses and lost his contact lenses straight away. So for the first 2 or 3 days of his holiday, everything literally was a blur. He couldn't see anything at all. And he decided in the end, the only way to get anything out of the holiday, as he walked around the streets in Disney World or Land or whatever it is there, was to wear his prescription swimming goggles. And so he said, everybody, you know, give me a wide berth. They obviously thought I was completely insane, but at least he could see what was going on. He wanted to be able to see. And I want you to be able to see something this morning. I want you to be able to see that the Lord's ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are way, way higher than us. And I want you to see that your sins are like scarlet, and unless the Lord washes them away, that's the way they remain. See, the problem is, in Isaiah 55, the Lord's ways are not our ways. We don't think like he thinks. Why not? Well, it's not just because he's God and we're not. It's also something much more sinister. For example, I met a guy some years ago. He was a church goer, on and off, professing Christian, actually, but he was no more a Christian than I am, Jennifer Lopez. He wasn't a Christian. And so I tried to befriend him, and he was interested in bowls. So, okay, I said, right, let's play bowls together. Now, I've always had a couple of issues with bowls, why I never liked playing it. Number one, there's skill involved in it, which rules me out. And number two, there's no tackling at all in bowls, which I don't understand. What's the point of having a game that you can't tackle in? So anyway, went with him. And of course, a bowl is not round. It's a special, funny kind of shape, but also it's biased. It's weighted at one side. So if you really think you're rolling it in a perfectly straight line, you can end up literally yards away from where you want it to go. And our problem is, you see, God's ways are not our ways. Our ways are not God's ways. We cannot and we will not think or behave in a perfect way. We won't. Nor do we want to, actually, deep down inside. Bible says, all like sheep have gone astray. Now, we know very little about the intelligence of sheep, I suppose, because there isn't much to know about their intelligence. They're pretty thick, aren't they? And we, all like sheep, have gone astray. Each has turned to his own way. And yet the Bible comes along now and clashes with us because the Bible makes sense. And we are not logical. Wake up, okay. It's important now. You've got to listen, right? Okay. So the Bible makes sense of you. It makes sense of me. It makes sense of our world. When I look at the headlines and I just think, well, what on earth is going on? I turn to the Bible and I know what is going on. You and me and everybody else, we're all in a pickle. We're all in a mess. Human history. Just think of Britain, I was thinking this week. UK or Britain, I'm never quite sure the difference. We fought in South Africa. We fought against Germany. We fought against France. We fought against Argentina. We fought against Russia. Who haven't we fought against over the years? Why? Well, because they are the bad guys. But of course, the Bible says, no, we're all the bad guys, to varying degrees. But of course, still, if you read the press, often we are better than them. There was a Russian atheist years ago who said the cost in Russia and China, the cost of communism, this was an atheist, the cost of communism in Russia and China has been more than 80 million lives. Now, here's an atheist just saying it as it is. And then he said this, you see, we thought we could eliminate God and still value people. Now, here's an atheist seeing sense. Men, women, boys, girls are inherently unreasonable. You're unreasonable. I am. Have we ever tried to sit somebody down? Have we ever discovered this the hard way? Sit somebody down and show them what is clear, as we say, as clear as the nose on your face, and they won't see it. No, no, not me. No, I didn't do it. Have we ever tried to reason with somebody who refuses to follow the logic of their argument? So frustrating. This is what happens to God all day, every day, every second. Come, let's reason together. Let's look at the argument now. And we won't. We won't do it. Imagine how the Lord feels every second of every day when people like you and me and whoever else is going to watch this on YouTube later, when we will not follow the logic of the argument. See, we're made in the image of God. That means we're built for fellowship. We're inventive. We're creative. We're logical. We're moral and we're spiritual. We're moral. Everybody's got a standard. That's right. That's wrong. And we're spiritual. You see it all the time. People are moved in the Dell concerts and so on. They say, oh, it's such a spiritual experience. Well, because we are spiritual beings. Listen to this now. A fella, again, he's one of the new atheists, Sam Harris, okay? He's a clever guy. But listen to the lack of logic in this brilliant guy's statement. We should, now here's a guy, he's an atheist, okay? So there is no should for the start, is there? Because there's no right, there's no wrong, there's no purpose. We should all be decent, responsible people who destroy bad ideas wherever we find them. You know, if he was here now, I'd like to say, Sam, have a cup of tea, let's sit down. Let's just talk through the nonsense you just spoken over there. He's a clever guy who cannot see the nonsense that he's saying. He doesn't want to. He didn't want to follow an argument logically. We should, well, why should we? We should all be decent. Remember the professor in Harvard years ago who said, if you rule God out, then anything anybody says, I say to you straight away, says who? When you say, well, we should, says who? We should be decent. What does that mean? There's no right, there's no wrong. How do you just, we should destroy bad ideas. Who decides how bad they are? Who decides if they're bad enough to be destroyed? You know, Richard Dawkins, another new atheist, isn't it? The Bible's creation story, he said once in Cambridge University, is as ridiculous as fairies at the bottom of the garden. What do these Christians expect? That creation happened by magic? And then he went on with his talk, and right at the end, a journalist said, so how did the universe get here then, Professor Dawkins? Well, he said, you know, the universe always had the capacity to create itself. How, she said, magic? You see, here's a man shooting himself in the foot and he doesn't realize he is. But do you see it? And some of you on Zoom now, and the kids who are on Zoom listening to this, now the teenagers, you're in school, where you're driveling, you know, lots of stuff in science that's driveling it. You know, you get a glass bowl, you drop it on the floor in the kitchen, smashes into bits. You pick all the bits up and you drop them. Do they form a bowl? No. So what are you going to do? Try it again. So the argument goes from the atheist, you keep dropping those bits, sooner or later you form a perfect bowl. So you will. It's just a matter of trying again. So if we've got enough random collisions from enough random universes, what will you get? Life. You just got to keep going. Eventually, you'll get life from non-life. Now, is there any evidence? No. Any evidence for the random multi-universes? No. But isn't science about finding theories to explain the evidence? Yes. And yet it's so-called scientists, some of them, who are saying that we must have this theory. Why? Because none of the other theories we come up with fit the facts, and we can't have creation. Now, do you see it? You know, in Isaiah, when the Lord pleads with people and says, come now, let's be reasonable, let's be sensible, let's be logical, let's reason together. Your sins are like scarlet. Now, have you seen your sins? It's horrible when you see your sins, isn't it? Isn't it? You were biased away from God all the time, just like the bowl on the green. We're biased away from God. We're biased towards self. Me, me, me. We think all the time. And the older I'm getting, the more I'm realizing how selfish I am. Not how selfish I've been, how selfish I am. Now, can you see that? But by nature, we don't want to see it. We're escape artists, aren't we? We're experts at wriggling. Or if we're going to own up for something we've done against somebody, we say, yeah, I'm sorry I did that, but... And we've got a little excuse. Now, when was the last time you covered up? You know, we saw, I don't know what happened, but a bit of confusion this morning on the screen, but, you know, you've got Adam and Eve, they cover up. The first thing they do, isn't it? And we're still doing it, aren't we? We cover up. I saw a film last night, based on a true story, Donald Crowhurst, who was in the round the world yacht race. And he cheated. He kept sending in fake, radio messages saying where he was and so on. But then, of course, he can't face, when he realizes what he's done and that everybody knows what he's done, he can't face his family. He can't face the sponsors. He can't face his friends. You've been there when you've done something wrong and you just can't look somebody in the eye. The shame. And here's this man, well, they never find his body. He either fell or jumped in the sea. His family don't know, because he leaves his family now to suffer the humiliation. He thinks he's out of it. He thinks it's all peace now. But of course, even though he couldn't face the shame of standing before his family, when he did breathe his last, of course, he felt the shame of standing before a holy God. When was the last time you covered up? It's awful easy to cover up, isn't it? Just a little fib, isn't it? A little fib. Or pretend you haven't heard. I was very good at that. Very good at not quite hearing, you know? Not quite hearing, or hearing part of it, selective hearing. That's what we like, isn't it? Try to cover up, or suggest that it's somebody else's fault. We pass the buck. You know, how many leaked documents do we have now in the news? Financial scandal, Pandora Papers, and of course, Labour blames the Tories. Tories blame the Labour. Because we're all the same. All the same. Your sins are like scarlet. Your sins are like scarlet. My sins are like scarlet. But they can be. Here's the miracle, isn't it? They can be as white as snow. You know, I was thinking as I was driving over this morning of people who've sort of said to me, oh, yeah, I'm a Christian, or I've become a Christian or something. I said, all right, sit down. Tell me about it, then. And sometimes they say, oh, you know, it was a long time ago now, or it wasn't very dramatic or something like that. You think, I don't understand that at all. You know, your sins were once like scarlet, God says, and now he declares they're white as snow. And I'm asking you, how on earth did that miracle take place? And apparently it's not worth sharing. I'm baffled by that. I am absolutely baffled. Now, I watched a quiz this week, and they ask you to guess, part of the quiz, how many people in the world have fortunes more than $30 million. So I guess, this is a guessing thing. I guess 10,000. I don't know what you'd have guessed. How many people in the world have got a fortune of more than 30 million? I guessed about 10,000. The answer was over 500,000 people. I got to be honest, the first thing I thought of was, that is obscene. Have you seen our world where there are babies starving? And you see mothers scavenging on the rubbish chips for scraps of food to take home for their families. And there is over 500,000 people with over $30 million in the bank. I felt like shouting at the TV, do we need any more evidence that something is wrong in the world? Something is wrong with them, and something's wrong with me, and something is wrong with you. And it's not a question of me saying, oh dear, they're starving out there. I put an extra 50 quid, send it off a month. That's not going to fix it, is it? We need a miracle, don't we? We need Almighty God to say, those are your sins. Own up for them. And if you own up for them, they won't be scarlet in my sight anymore. I'll wash them away. That's what we need. Now, where are you in all this? You know, why was Peter and Andrew and Philip and Bartholomew, why were they willing to be crucified? Why was Thomas willing to be executed with a spear? They wouldn't deny Jesus. Why not? They knew that nothing else and no one else made sense. They knew only Jesus could save. I remember an RE teacher I visited many years ago when I used to do the school's work, and he said, it's fascinating, isn't it? And he go about other religions. I said, yeah, they are fascinating, yeah. This is interesting. I said, yeah, that is interesting, but it's only Jesus. We just sang it, didn't he? There's one name. Oh, yeah, I know that. I said, no, but you don't know that. It doesn't sound to me as if you do know that. Oh, but there's value in other religions. Yes, depends what you mean, but yes. But it's only Jesus can take away your sins. How does that happen? It starts with you coming to your senses. The prodigal in Luke 15, he's in the pigsty. Surely he knows he's in the pigsty. Well, wonderfully, miraculously, he realizes where he is. He comes to his senses. This is what the text says, isn't it? He comes to his senses for the first time in his life. Have you come there? Have you come to your senses? See, most people, there are people in hell now, right now. Why are they there? Most of them, not because they're murderers or rapists or muggers or whatever. Most of them are there for one reason. They never came to their senses. They refused to come to their senses. They deliberately, consciously refused to come to their senses. Now, are you one of them? You could be in church, can't you? Anybody can go to church. Anybody can, especially these days, you can go to an evangelical church. Anybody can tick the boxes. I believe this, I believe that, and so on. That's not going to change anything. We need God to declare that we're clean. And coming to church can't help you there, can it? I remember preaching in where Idris is from, Bangor, many, many years ago. And a lady came into the door. It was one of those you stand at the door and shake hands on the way out type of thing. A lady, middle-aged, say, and she said, I shook her hand, and she said, I've never been before to church. Oh, I said, it's nice to see you there. And to be honest, she said, I've never heard anything like you, a message before. And I said, so? Well, there's a lot to think about, isn't it? Right, I said, are you going to think? No. I thought, what? You're not going to think. And yet, she's in the majority, isn't she? All those people in hell, most of them, just never thought. All these religious people are all over the place, just never thought. Are you going to think? Are you going to come to your senses today and see what you are? And then turn to the Lord and say, Lord, this is me. I can't be any better than I am. Save me. May it be so. Amen. Let's sing.